This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome to Alive with Pavna, and you have Pavna here, and you also have Nat in the studio with us. Hello, Nat.
Hi, Pavna.
How's your month been?
I've been very busy, but that's what I usually say, but it's true. But I have a confession.
Go for it.
I didn't do my homework.
Okay, what's come in the way of you doing your homework?
Life.
Yep.
And over the weekend I realised, oh, I'll be recording with Pavna on Monday. Oh no, I haven't done my homework. It was that same feeling that, you know, I didn't prepare for a math test. It was like, oh no.
And now you're confessing it on air to all these people listening.
Yes, so it doesn't matter how old you get, you still get that same feeling.
Okay. Did you do it once at least?
Well, funny you should say that. Yes, I did it once the day after we did the recording. And it was like, I'm doing my homework. I'm really, really good. And, oh, yep, I'm definitely not the Dalai Lama. If I can do half a second, I'm doing well. Right, tell yourself you're doing well. And then I completely forgot about it for the rest of the month.
And I'm sure many people listening out there would have had a similar experience.
I would say so. So what I've thought when I was on the bus, because it's good to think on the bus because there's not a lot else to do, is if I put a calendar reminder in my phone.
Yep.
In the morning, instead of just switching on the radio to Radio Hawke's Bay, I do my mindfulness first and then put the radio on.
Yep.
So I'm going to try that starting tomorrow.
Good idea. And it is starting a new habit. It is practicing. And honestly, I didn't expect you to come in here saying you've done it every day or most days, because most people doing this stuff, you say the same thing a lot of my clients tell me. They go, oh, I just realized my appointment with you was this week. So quickly I did my homework. It's like, yep. You do know it's not about when you see me. It's about a lifestyle. But that's a normal response because it is, you're changing messaging of a lifetime. You're learning how to prioritize you. You're learning how to give yourself time.
Yeah. Didn't put myself on the priority list at all in the last month. Yeah. And I need your help this month because we've just found out that somebody that's very close to me is unwell and is going to be needing me a lot. So I do need to look after myself so I can look after her to my best ability.
Yeah. And it is doing all the other practices that we spoke about previously, the informal practice.
Yeah.
To help ground you, to help feel connected to your body. But if this is going to need intense emotional responses, it is having a safe space, and that's where the mindfulness practice comes in. Just what we did last time, noticing the breath, relaxing the body, allowing you to just exhale. That's going to be needed a lot this month.
Yes, it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and we're trying to buy a house at the same time as well. So that's, you know, all going to be all those stressful experiences. So I will put that reminder in my phone.
Yeah. And it's creating a ritual, a habit. So for some people, one of my friends talks about, she, before she does her mindfulness practice, she actually has a mindfulness shower. So she showers with candles and incense or whatever, and just creates that space where her body starts calming down, relaxing. So it also sets her up after her shower to go do the mindfulness practice, because she's showered and she's got the candle, she's got all the atmospheric stuff to help her relax, music, whatever, and it's that, ah, now I'm in my body, so I can more gently or gracefully move from the shower into my mindfulness practice, because I've actually psychologically or mentally started the process.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Mm. I've done that as well. I've now got candles in my shower.
I'm not sure I'm going to go with the candles in the shower bit.
Not in the shower, but
in the bathroom. Oh, I'm glad, because the candles would just go out, wouldn't they, in the shower? But anyway, I have got this lovely shower gel that I bought from the, am I allowed to say that? Yes, aromatherapy company. It's all right. This is not an advertisement for them. It's just I really like the smell of rose, and it's rose and sandalwood and oud or something, some sort of woody fragrance, and it's lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yeah. So it's doing that as your informal practice, which leads in to the formal practice, and then starting with the noise of the day. Mm. So the radio, switching on the cell phone. And it's finding these little techniques that help. I mean, for a lot of people, it is before we even fully awake or my eyes are fully open, I'm grabbing my phone, switching it on, checking Facebook or whatever. And it's going, actually, if I do that after my meditation and just give myself a little bit of time in the morning, it's, I can ease into the day rather than before me in fully conscious what's on Facebook, what's happening on social media, what's happening here, what's happening there, listening to the news or another bomb blast here. It's like, ooh, wow, okay, my body's on full alert. So it's that idea of how do I wake up in the morning?
Normally it's because a cat is screeching at me to feed it, and I've got three. But there is a ringleader that will screech and jump on my head.
That's while the other, get up.
While the other two are lurking. But they have another technique, which is the bounce on the bed, bounce on the bladder. And that gets me up really fast these days. And they've got become experts at that. So that's sort of a rude awakening most mornings. So, but rather than then picking up my phone and putting the radio on, I will go and do my mindfulness.
Yeah.
And so, I might do the shower, then the mindfulness. I'll just have to work out how it works. But primarily before that, I've got to feed the cats.
Yes. Now, first thing is, depending on which we need is more urgent, either bladder or cats. But, yeah.
Bladder usually.
Sorting those practical things out. But a big part of this mindfulness stuff is the onslaught in the morning. Mm. You know, that idea of, okay, the cats wake you up, that's fine, that's more natural, maybe not so natural, but natural nature, live things like kids or whatever. But it's how do I protect my psyche from the onslaught of the world? Mm. And that's that idea of not going onto social media, probably not putting on the radio first thing in the morning. It's just giving my mind body permission to wake up. And putting the mindfulness in there is a nice way of giving me time to wake up.
Yeah, I think that sounds really, really good. Yeah, just giving myself that space in the morning.
Yeah.
After the furry alarm clocks have been, as we call them.
I'm sure lots of people have furry alarm clocks.
You can't sleep in our house.
And they don't do daylight savings either.
Absolutely not.
So it's looking at that idea of how do I start my day, you know, and for some people it's about, yeah, the waking up, doing the mindfulness. And if that works well for you, then maybe you want to extend the morning to actually I want to have breakfast in silence and just stay connected with me and just feel into and gift myself. This is all about self-care and giving you time and space in your day rather than filling you up. And maybe I want to have my breakfast quietly. Outlet weather's improving, maybe outside or in the sun or just wherever, and just enjoying my breakfast, tasting it.
Well, it's funny because I always sit outside in the morning, even if it was minus one the other morning, because that's me. I like to, when I get up, I like to go outside. In fact, I more or less live outside. But it's just me. Yeah. I like to be looking at the trees, looking at the birds, the weather. But I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah.
So, at all, ever. and I have coffee. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely in silence. Well, I don't talk to my other half. And he doesn't talk to me particularly.
But is the radio on?
But I'll have the radio on and he'll be in another room and he'll have his music on or something. So, no radio. But I work for the radio. That's
yes,
so
but the
hard.
Radio can come on a little bit later.
All right, then.
It's not no radio. We're not getting rid of the radio. We're all on the radio. We like the radio. It's just... It's choosing when I switch on, when I engage with the world. Now, that idea of going to sleep is about switching off and I'm literally re-shutting down.
Mm.
But I can also choose my mindfulness practice or having a bedtime routine in terms of, okay, I'm going to stop playing on my phone, get off social media, get off the TV, get off whatever, and just gift myself half an hour before bed. Just allow my mind, body, again, to wind down, to quiet it down after the day. And initially when I started mindfulness, it was a morning sit and an evening sit. And it was lovely because I actually felt like the evening sit was a psychological shower from my day. So everything that I accumulated during the day, the interactions, the conversations, the whatever happened, I sat there at night and kind of washed it off me.
Mm.
And then went to bed and then clearly picked up stuff while I slept. So that in the morning it felt like I needed another shower in terms of my mindfulness. And it was really nice doing that morning and evening practice because it just felt like a psychological bath, shower, cleansing.
Mm.
Going, oh, now I can go to sleep feeling clean and fresh. And again, when I wake up, I can face my day. After my shower, I can engage with the world after my shower because I'm ready rather than just being onslaughted with it.
True. Hmm. I'm just thinking because I don't really watch television, but I listen to Audible books all the time. And I normally go to bed listening to them. And I was aware last night that Dane came in to bed and... came over to my side and turned my book off because I'd fallen asleep yet again with my book. So maybe I should try not, maybe I should do the half an hour as well at night just to get myself to wind down.
Yeah.
And then not do the Audible book and fall asleep. Luckily you can rewind them, can't you? But to try that as well.
Yeah. Definitely. And it's this idea of learning how to switch off. So 2 weeks ago, I did a silent retreat at home. And basically, that's just me being in silence at home, doing what I would do on a retreat in terms of sit, walk, meditation. And the only outside stimulation I get is I go onto YouTube and choose who's going to be my teacher, because that's the joy of technology is I can get the Dalai Lama to be my teacher if I want, or whoever other big name because they're all on YouTube. And it's choosing a teacher who I feel affinity with and listening to them give a Dharma talk or talk in the evening because that's kind of a retreat setting where you do practice the whole day and in the evening the teacher gives a talk. So I did that for a few days, but what I realized I was going to start on Monday. But by Sunday, I was just feeling so overwhelmed with noise, context, social, just chatting to friends on Messenger or whatever. And I was just like, you know what, stuff this, I'm going into silence now. So I just sent a few messages to friends going, gone into silence, see you when I come out. And it was almost a desperate need for, you know how people say, I want to jump off the world and just have a breather and then I'll jump back on.
Mm.
And that's what silence does. And if we're filling our days so full from the time I wake up till the time I go to bed with input, I don't have time to process it. So this, what you're talking about, a morning and evening sit, is giving your mind body permission to just cleanse a bit of it so that you don't get to the point where I was, where you need that complete shutdown.
Yeah, which has happened to me in the past where I've gone, I can't talk to anybody, don't want to talk to anybody. Phone gets completely shut down and people worry because I've suddenly disappeared. Yeah. And it's because I've just needed to take a break from everything. So if I do it more regularly, I won't get that huge overwhelm.
Yeah.
Which is what you did as yeah. well. It's nice to know that even you, Balvna, go into the overwhelm sometimes. Reassuring yeah. to the rest of us mere mortals practicing the practice.
Yes.
So yeah, that sounds great. I'm going to give that a go. And as I know that this next month, 6 weeks is going to be pretty full on, this will be the best time to start and taking it seriously and put my reminders in. And yeah.
Yeah. And it's building initially. It's really hard because it feels wrong.
Mm.
It feels indulgent to, even though listening to an audiobook or podcast really isn't doing anything, it still feels like it's doing something useful. But it's just the nonsense we tell ourselves rather than actually I'm doing nothing, because nothing feels wrong.
Well, it's a sort of conditioning, isn't it? We're brought up generally. What are you doing? Nothing. Right. Well, I'm going to give you a job to do then. So nothing was not something you ever wanted to say. so it's about, yeah, living with purpose on purpose, I suppose yeah. this would be.
Yeah.
Gosh, that was quite profound.
That was very profound coming from that side of the table, which is lovely.
I think I must have just channeled somebody. Goodness. Yeah. I'll just calm down.
It is about choosing where my energy goes. And generally during the day, I don't have much choice because I'm at work. Things are coming at me all the time. There's an email now popped up on the screen or text message popped up, or things are coming at me all the time. Mm. And it's choosing that idea at home. Can I gift myself just a wind down period or wind up period? You know, morning and evening before I engage with the world, can I just give myself space? And so for me, since the retreat, I have been going to bed earlier, not to sleep, but to just lie on my Shakti mat.
On your what?
My Shakti mat. Again, not an advertisement. It's the pokey thing that, is quite relaxing. So again, it's just lying on this pokey mat for about 10 minutes, half an hour, depending on how long before I actually get ready to sleep. But it's that quieting down before I get ready to sleep.
Mm.
It's that moment where I'm lying on this mat and actually there's nothing I can do. I can listen to a podcast. I can listen to music. I can, but I prefer doing it in silence.
Yeah.
So it's that nice psychological quietness before getting ready for bed or before going to sleep. So it's just playing with these little tools that I can do where I gift myself stillness, quietness. I gift myself moments in my day where I'm not obligated to engage. I'm not obligated to do anything. And listening is also engaging.
Yeah.
So it's just that permission to switch off. And not be unconscious, because that's the only time we really give ourselves permission to switch off is I'm now sleeping. And even we struggle with that because my mind doesn't switch off because it's got too much to tell me because I haven't processed it.
Be interesting to see using this practice before bed if I don't have as many vivid dreams, because I have really, really vivid dreams and I remember them. Yeah. So I think, if I can unload some of that stuff before I go to sleep, maybe my dreams will be less. Because sometimes they're good and sometimes they're scary. So, yeah.
Yeah. We wait to hear the adventures of Natalie in the next session.
It's always an adventure with me.
I feel like this is a soap opera. Join us next month to see what Nat's been up to. And on that note, that brings us to the end of today. Thank you so much for sharing your experience, Nat. And I'm sure a lot of the listeners found it helpful and can identify with the difficulty in establishing a practice?
Well, I'm sure they can, but you do know you chose me as the most difficult subject to do this with. So well done, Bhavna.
And I look forward to hearing from you as well. So if you got any feedback or you want to share your experiences, please send me an email. My details are all available on alivepsych.co.nz. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bhavna.
Bye.
Bye. But a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride in a world.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.